100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was deal, and we got some stories in on the topic of deal. Would you like to listen to them? I know I would. So, here you go. This is where I should, hit play.
Good morning, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week is deal. Here's my 100 word story. It's called Gambling Lives. Mum always said to have a packet with you. Scout camp, she forgot my underwear, but I'd got a pack of cards in my rucksack. She was right. Snap to cribbage, there was no age limit with a game of cards. I'd killed many hours with a clock of patience cards. Lately, it's not been playing to pass the time, or a bit of fun. The stakes have got higher than the matchsticks at Nan's. The bag of half pennies turned to banknotes, a car, a house, to this. I want this to be my last hand, even if I win. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 851. With a prompt of deal. Can you deal with it, Tom? Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert and Sabrina got to their second period classroom. Before they went in, Bilbert held up his hand. Wait! Help me deal with this! You gave me the koala toy so these knights can't see me. We make contact every day to keep our magic strong. To be absolutely honest with you, I don't have magic. I have a superpower. So all your talk about magic is just a delusion. Sabrina closed her eyes and shook her head. Do you know what the difference between a superpower and magic is?
No, what?
Bilbert asked. Sabrina smiled. There isn't one. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Rubber Zaino here with a story on the word deal. I owe everything to my father's advice. He'd asked me how much I was losing on poker, and I hadn't known he knew I played. Not serious money, and I put it down to learning. It's not the luck of the draw, it's how you play the hands, right? I said. Bullshit, he said. Control the deal and nothing else matters. So I learned card sharping. Then I took up bigger games. Car dealerships, construction, politics. And now, President of the United States. And yes, people did buy used cars from me. Make everyone play your game, and you'll always win.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic deal, and rather boringly it's called The Deal. 50,000 in used, unmarked bills up front, then another 100,000 on completion. Do we have a deal? I looked around nervously. I was way out of my comfort zone. But I wasn't calling the shots. I nodded, fumbling with my inside pocket for the envelope, which I slid carefully across the tabletop. The man in the sharp suit took the envelope and quickly sifted through the wad of cash. Satisfied with its contents, he pocketed the envelope and produced the contract. Sign here. And my client will sign when it's done. weirdest house purchase I've ever made. Okay, all done. Till next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I have a deal with the River Styx ferryman. He lets me have first refusal on the bodies that come his way. Those with a decent amount of meat on them, I can have. He gets to keep the coins. I get the body, and it saves him the effort of rowing across the river and back. Everybody's happy. Well, almost everybody. I can't say that the souls of the dead are particularly impressed, having to roam the shadows and never achieving peace. Doesn't bother me though. I tell them I'm a Buddhist, and it's simply karma doing its thing.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Millions. To sell him for millions. He wanted the millions. He wanted the fancy cars, the huge house, the yacht. He wanted the girls, the jewelry, the paparazzi. He wanted the interviews, the autographs. Then the millions came, and everything else along with it. It was fun. At first. When that creep jumped over his fence and held him and his family hostage for half a day, demanding the release of another creep from jail, it wasn't fun anymore. He stopped playing football. He moved to the mountains to be free. But he still kept the millions, just in case. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I made a deal with the devil. I mean, who wouldn't? If you could, you would. Right? The things you can ask for, the things you'll get, there's always some kind of twist involved. I know, but damn, this was the best milkshake I ever had. And I said as such. The devil was smiling. Not that evil grin smiling, but genuinely pleased and happy. Everybody's always asking for eternal life, power, women, that kind of stuff, he said. But nobody ever asks for my special handcrafted milkshakes. We tapped glasses together and sat and watched the sunset over the water.
And there you have it. Another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge on the topic of deal. I hope you enjoyed the stories. I know I did. And you can check out the text of the stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, along with links to people's sites and an archive of over 17 years of stories. And of course, the next weekly challenge, which is Archimedes. I am not... Okay, Archimedes it is. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.